Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I know that my Redeemer lives. That's our text. I heard a story of a little boy who was frightened one night during a big thunderstorm. Terrified, he called out from his room, "Daddy, I'm scared." His father, not wanting to get out of bed, called back, "Don't worry, son. God loves you, and he'll take care of you." There was a moment of silence. The little boy then said, "Daddy, I know that God loves me, but right now, I need somebody who has skin." Job knows about the terror of a child sleeping alone in a thunderstorm, but multiply that 100 times for the man whose life is in complete and devastating misery. Come with me to a God-forsaken ash heap. There sits Job with a shaved head and sores all over his body. His 10 children have all died when a tornado destroyed their home. Raiding bands from neighboring lands and lightning from the sky have taken all his animals and killed all his servants. It has reduced Job from his former position as the greatest man in the East to being a pitiful, ghastly sight, scraping himself with a piece of broken pottery. Even a dramatic and powerful thunderstorm cannot compare with what Job endured. On this day of days, Resurrection Day, we wrap up our sermon series on the book of Job. And our text is from Job 19:25. I know that my Redeemer lives. What's it mean? It certainly does not mean that we are insulated from life's tragedies, but it also means that we're not intimidated by them. It means we have someone to walk with us through life's long, dark, winding pathways. And he's got skin on. This verse, verse 25, is the Mount Everest of Job. Let's try to unpack it. As we climb the mountain, we begin at the base camp. I know. Job is living his worst nightmare. He says in chapter 3, "What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me." And yet Job doesn't say, "I kind of think of," or "I sure would like it if," or "Wouldn't it be nice if," or "Knock on wood, maybe." No. Although Job has been severely assaulted, he is not defeated. Although he has lost much that was valuable to him, he still has what is most precious. Although he is down, he is certainly not out. Job dares to confess, "I know." There are a lot of things we don't know. We don't know why we had to bury the love of our life. We don't know why the child has turned against us. We don't know why we lost our job. We don't know why our parents emotionally abandoned us. And many times, we don't know what God is doing. But instead of living in whimpering sadness and letting thunderstorms terrorize us, with Job we dare say, I know. I know what? I know that my Redeemer lives. We are climbing toward the summit, even higher. Notice that Job doesn't say his Redeemer, her Redeemer, their Redeemer, or your Redeemer. No, it's personal and particular. It's intimate and individual. It's my Redeemer. In the Old Testament, we are introduced to a person called a kinsman redeemer. Kinsman obviously refers to the fact that this was a close relative. The kinsman redeemer had skin on. He was someone who would rescue, ransom, recover, or redeem everyone or anyone who had been or was in danger of being removed from the family by poverty, war, death, or poor economy. Sounds familiar. So, for instance, if someone had fallen into debt and had sold himself into slavery in order to pay back his debts, the kinsman redeemer would come forth and buy him back his freedom. If a piece of property had to be sold, the kinsman redeemer made sure that the title of the property stayed with the family. And if a member of the family was hurt or killed, it was the kinsman redeemer who pursued the legal options and collected the damages assessed against the offender. In other words, whatever goes bad, your kinsman redeemer will make good. Let me repeat that. Whatever goes bad, your kinsman redeemer will make good. What is broken will be mended. What is sick will be healed. Whatever is lost will be restored. And what is dead will be made alive. Really? Yes. That's what Job says in the following verse, Job 19:26. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I know my Redeemer. His name is Jesus. And Jesus is not a mystical, abstract, impersonal, vague idea. Jesus has a strong hand to guide us and a tender heart to love us when we face our long and dark and uncertain pathways. As our Redeemer, Jesus comes not simply to see that justice is done, but that mercy is given. Jesus bears whatever needs to be borne and carries whatever needs to be carried in order to see that our wrongs are righted. If a sentence needs to be served, it will be served. He will serve it. If a fine needs to be paid, he will pay it. He does whatever it takes to set us free, even if it means giving his life for ours. Jesus forgives my guilt and destroys my grave. And he did it with skin on. Skin that felt the Roman whip. Skin that felt the blazing Palestinian sun while he carried his crosspiece on the Via Dolorosa, known as the Way of Sorrow. Skin that felt the thorns on his head and the hammering of the nails into his hands and feet. Skin and muscles and nerves that for 6 hours bled on the cross all alone in a long, dark, God-forsaken pathway to death on a hill called Golgotha. The storm that Jesus endured for us was epic, and he suffered through it alone. He felt the shocking thunderclaps that came from the sharp insults of the scribes and the Pharisees. He felt the electrifying jolts that came with the whips and beatings from Roman soldiers. He felt those paralyzing bolts that came from Pilate's denial of truth and Peter's denial of being a follower of the Redeemer. Most painfully, from the cross, he felt the heart-stopping, damning dread of being forsaken by his heavenly Father. And finally, he felt the sudden flash of current from Satan, who had stalked our Savior, took aim, shot straight, and killed him. But 3 days later, this cry rocked the world. I know that my Redeemer lives. And now we are blessed to stand at the very peak of this mountain of faith with a glorious view of every eyewitness of our Lord's resurrection. We can now see everything. The angels announced, "He is alive." John outran Peter to an empty tomb. Mary cried out, "Rabboni, teacher." The Emmaus disciples recognized the risen Christ in the breaking of bread. And when he saw the scars of this living Redeemer, Thomas climactically said, "My Lord and my God." Death is dead. The grave is defeated. Job's confident faith in this his darkest hour is now ours. I know that my Redeemer lives. Do you recognize what this means? I'll tell you. It means the free gift of eternal life, which Jesus, our kinsman Redeemer, has given, is absolutely yours and mine forever and ever. People saw Jesus literally. They didn't see a phantom or an experience, a sentiment. I often think how shallow and empty are funeral eulogies when you hear people trying to soften death's intense pangs with phrases such as, "Well, she'll live on in our hearts." Christ followers wouldn't say that. That's because they saw him in the flesh. And that's because Jesus was physically and factually resurrected from the dead. Because of Jesus' life, suffering, death, and resurrection, we are people who live by grace. Say it, church. We live by grace. Grace is an amazing gift of God that he gives us. It tells us that when everything is going wrong, at the very core of our lives, where we are really the most wrong, all is right. Because God forgives all our sins. Grace is that gift of power, the power to be freed, to be the person God wants us to be. Grace is the promise that on the days when we can barely cope with the circumstances of life, that we can carry within us the faith that tomorrow will be better. Grace is the love poured out upon us so that our debts are paid. We are released from slavery and our brokenness is repaired. What's it all mean? It means that whatever your dark pathway looks like, and whatever your enemies are saying, you do not walk alone. You and I have a kinsman redeemer who will make all things right. The hymnist really said it best, didn't he? He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.